track spinning so I can get this shit off my chest. Yeah, we all know it's been a stretch since I last touched meth, but I still got regrets that I need to address. Things like siblings bickering, always caught up in fighting. Our childhoods always was such a mess. See, you hated me? Well, that's how it seemed. Always thought I was the favorite, always living the dream, but that's not what it was to me. So much jealousy and spite for me. You couldn't ever see all of my agony, all of the anger from all the travesties, how my mom put on me all the tragedies. Or maybe you did. There were a few times you acted like my big sis, but it still pisses me off that we acted like kids on the playground, fighting over stupid shit. But now it doesn't matter. My hopes for our redemption are shattered, and you already climbed up the last ladder. And I'm still here, still drowning in tears, caught up in my head, thinking about all this fucked up shit. Well, one knows why I'm here and you had to go. How it's fair that you never got to see your little girls grow. Why it was that I did all those drugs, lived without love, slammed all the speed and snorted all the coke. Didn't matter what it was, I put it in me if it gave me a buzz. Coke, speed, or weed, bunch of pills for thrills, heavy consumption. My intake wasn't a joke, yet I got clean, stopped acting so mean and got my shit together. I guess I kinda figured that maybe I could show my sisters a path better than acting like beggars. Maybe I should've known better, but now it doesn't matter. All that's left is the hurts and regrets from when they put you in that hearse. Thanks to the punk-ass jerks who sold you those fake-ass perks. All I ever wanted from you was for you to look at me like a little sister too. But by the time it was through, there was nothing I could do to get through to you. You never got my last text message, the one where I tried to give you a verbal birthday present. You never got to see me become the real me, stop pretending to be something I wasn't ever meant to be. You never got to see your little girls grow into themselves. Yeah, they're doing well, but they still miss their mother like hell. Since the toll of your bells and the world goes on, another statistic gone, another tragic song, another night so long, another ending wrong. And sometimes it's hard to go on. Sometimes I just wanna be mad at you for doing stupid shit that you weren't supposed to do. But how can I act like that when I was just as fucked in the head as you? Or maybe I'm just a hypocrite who's just sick as shit, damaged by amphetamines and Percocets, traumatized by bad dreams from the bad things that I've seen, memories that keep haunting me, and all the lost opportunities I could have gleaned, not the least of which was the fucked up status of our relationship and how we couldn't work through shit. Jealousy and envy constantly twisting up shit so that we couldn't approach it to try and flip. And for every suggestion given to help me live with it, I get indigestion and science mentioned because I can't let go of this shit. Still, it's worth being said. I will always love you, sisters, but you're receptive, you ended up dead. But now it's too late to try to get shit straight. Now it's too late to roll back the date. Now I've gotta keep my gate and try to live with this heartache. Thanks to so much hate and too many mistakes. Hopefully the girls never have to relate to our fate, and maybe they can break the cycle of hate before it's too late. I just wish you could've seen what I went through, and how much I always looked up to you, even when we fought. Both of us screwed up on drugs while our brains turned to rot. Hard to believe, but it's true. And to think it was all a bunch of outstanding misunderstandings, constantly keeping our resentments from landing. It's really disgusting considering the ending, when we should've learned to love each other from the beginning instead of bickering.
I missed you and wish we didn't break. I miss you and wish you could have stayed. I miss you with all of my heart. I miss you, but now you are so far, far above. I'll carry on this love with heavy wings. I'll make it through this thing and smile to all the doves.
I wish I had more to say about the games we played, and how maybe they weren't as bad as I say. But that's not the way, I'm sad to say, because you and me would clash every day. And instead of walking away, and what few good times there were, they were circled and hurt as we both acted immature, when there was always a better way, I'm sure. I guess we know where those roads took us, though. Right back to the past, to the shit we couldn't pass, stabbing at each other just to get a few laughs. Man, just thinking about it burns my ass. How could we ever act like that? Showing your daughters that it was okay to act that whack, swinging and screaming and biting and fighting and attacking each other like a pack of rabid rats. All the while they watched our battles caught up in the middle as we spat spill from the time they were little. That was the example we sampled, always acting like animals. That shit must have been crushing like a motherfucking anvil. Looking back on it, it's so goddamn shameful. And that's how they'll remember us both. Always screaming at each other, constantly going toward the throat. Sometimes I wonder if things could have ever been better, if in different weather we could have been better together as sisters. Instead of me being so bitter as I sit and remember, as I fight the urge to reach for more liquor. Either way though, sometimes it feels like my life is a fucked up TV show, like I'm just waiting for the next set of commercials. Messages from our sponsors as we wait for the next trauma monster. Oh no, shit's going down again. Grab the popcorn, because here we go. We're both about to blow, and who knows where this argument might go. So no, tell me I can't see the girls again, yo. Don't you think for a second that reckless suggestion is only gonna hurt them more than us both? It's not right that we have these fights. They get a taste of what it was like to see what we went through every other night in our early lives. Oh shit, too late now. You're kicking me out and screaming at the kids because they dared to pout. Next steps to build regrets is lies like knives when we don't even remember what we were fighting about. It's fucked up. All this fighting and lying and crying and denying and trying and failing as we both keep ailing. Hardcore drugging with no hugging that only turns into a whole lot of nothing. It's so fucking disgusting that we couldn't ever act like motherfucking siblings. Fast forward the track another couple years to the day that suddenly you weren't here, and all we have left here is a bunch of angry fucking tears and fears at the bottom of another fucking bottle of beer. It's not right. Why did we have to fight? Why couldn't we make things right and try to erase the blight that kept us from being tight? Yes, that's what we get for following in our mother's footsteps, turning to meth and pills just to try to kill the pain and regrets and all the things we couldn't forget. I don't mean to sound like I'm crying or whining. I'm just so sick and tired of pining and waiting for my stars to start aligning. See, that's what you never understood about me. You were always caught up in the idea that our mother favored me, but in reality, the things you didn't see was all the envy I had for your family. The one thing that has never once come to me: kids and house and a little bit of stability. Maybe that's why it was always so hard on my part to put down all that enmity. This is why we should have never been enemies. We were always the same at the end of the day, you and me. Starved for normality and family and decency, all because we had such a fucked up upbringing. But I guess it's just best to try to keep my composure, even knowing that I'll never get any kind of closure that doesn't make any of this shit kosher or take away from the fact that our story is over. Still though, I just needed you to know that despite everything, I love you, yo. And though I'll grow old and at times feel so cold, that doesn't mean that it shouldn't be told. Writing on the walls, imprint so bold, that underneath it all, you still had a heart of gold. It's just that sometimes it was covered in mold. Than each other, cut from the same cloth. We was definitely sisters. I just wanted you to know that I miss you, and one day I can't wait to see you. Until then, try to remember that between us there are no victors. No matter how many times we clashed and bickered, we was both so beaten and battered, coming out the trailer damaged by our protectors turned betrayers. That might not change a single thing, but at least it explains all the games and pain and blame and shame. As for the rest, I'll do my best to live for us both. Watch out for your girls who really just needed you the most. That's not blame or any kind of boast, but all I can do for them is give them a little hope. Remain vigilant, hear my post, never go back to being a ghost. I just hope wherever you are in that place so far above, you're experiencing all the love we were both cheated out of. All that shit that made us turn to the drugs, it took us from being a couple of kids to being fuck us, rather than us rising above the drugs that got so much more love, resulting in you being face up on the table when they weren't able to pull off a magical revival that could have had you back to being stable. I guess that just means that metaphysical miracles only happen in Bibles and fables. All I wanted was to be able to tell you before you joined the angels how much I loved you, but that shit got canceled like Dave Chappelle after he acted like an asshole, transphobic in that one fucked up Netflix special. But at least I got this song to help the survivor's guilt, cause I'm hearing you fail to end the tune of your own bell. So what the hell, if it helps, it helps, even though you couldn't tell. Cause it's so hard to see you on my shovel, whatever. I guess this is the end of our story arc. Two fucked up white trash kids from the trailer park that never got too far, cause we couldn't get the spark of the bark out of our hearts that got painted in gray like monochrome art. But the past is the past and it can't be outlasted. But since we're at last at the end of this long ass rap track, I won't look back or relapse back to that ass hat. I was that treated you so whack because of the emotional crap that I packed in my backpack that never had us rolling each other back until fate put circles back to grab my ass, puts me on the fast track to what comes after the last act. But until that day, the only thing I can think to say is that I love you, sis, day after day, until the end of all things, okay?